All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Better Little Never.
Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Woohoo!
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon!
Really say a big fuck you to Nick.
Tyler Yaremcha must go to Cinco de Mayo.
Ty,
why won't you kiss me?
Better late than never with bagged milk.
Better late than never with bagged milk.
To better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Fight me if you don't agree.
I'll fight you right now, anytime. It's me, Mini Quad, starting off the podcast. I'm Big Dave, but I'm in the host chair. You wish Bag Milk was here. You're stuck with an hour of Mini Quads. Are you excited? You should be. Woohoo!
Of course, we're not going to do a full hour of Mini Quads, although it would be kind of fun to do just a full hour of this guy.
Hello. Here we are, better late than ever. We're going to talk about the Oilers, my favorite team that I never, ever talk about. I'm always talking about the Vancouver Canucks because you think I like them, but I actually love the Edmonton Oilers. I am Big Dave Quadrilli.
Let's get to the podcast. We got a lot to get to today. And plus, I'm going to the Oilers game, so there's no time for fucking around. Not today. We got to keep this thing on the rails. We got to keep this on track. And I got a lot to talk about, including some very, very important topics that are near and dear to my heart. But first, we got to tell you about the audio department. They are the title sponsor of the show and have been for quite some time. The audio department works to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential. And share their message through sound and story. Theaudiodepartment.ca, that's where you book some studio time. Or if you have a podcast like mine, reach out to them and have them help you make it sound better. That's what they do for me all the time, and that is what I'm telling you to do. If you are more talented than I am, which chances are you are, they're the people for you. They're the people for you. So I'm going to start off the podcast today with a little bit of a different subject. We haven't talked about food on this show in a while. So this first part, the shenanigans part of the podcast, we got a whole lot to get to because I felt very inspired last night. Very inspired by some of the feedback on my Twitter account. So last night I put out a tweet because your boy is, there was a cereal sale at Walmart. So I said, I am going to cash in on this cereal sale. I love cereal. I love junk food. I love little snacky snacks. And I'm like, I want to try a bunch of cereals that I haven't had since I was a little kid. I want to know how they hold up. So far, I've only had four. I've only had four cereals that I haven't had in quite some time. So those are Sugar Crisp, Fruit Loops, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Captain Crunch. I haven't had those four cereals in forever. So I'm talking about over the last, I'm going to say, 2 weeks or so. I've been buying these 3 weeks, maybe. Yeah, about 3 weeks, I'd say. Fruit Loops was about 3 weeks ago. So I started ranking them based on my favorite. This one holds up. This one's great. This one's amazing. This one's not so good. And I just put it out last night. I was like, I haven't had these in a long time, but these are the rankings for these cereals based on how I feel about them. And this topic clearly inspired people. Cereal. I'm a big cereal for dinner guy if I'm feeling lazy. How do you feel about that?
You would be. Learn to cook. You're fucking almost 40 years old. This is embarrassing at this point. Last night I watched you finish two bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you were happy. You were happy like a pig in shit, and all I could think about is how pathetic you are. At 38 years old, almost 39 years old, you should be able to cook yourself a proper dinner. At least some kind of vegetables, you fucking idiot.
That's rude. That's rude, Satan.
I am the Prince of Darkness. What do you expect from me? I'll write you a letter later, maybe a little shoulder massage. You'll feel better about it. Don't worry.
So here's the ranking of those four that I gave. Captain Crunch in fourth place. It was fine. It was sweet. The crunch is excellent. I'm a big fan of that. But ultimately, that is not really what I'm looking for. It's just like, it's too even flavored. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does. Third place, Sugar Crisp. Can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp. I always wanted to have that cereal when I was a kid, and I was never allowed to have it. So when I was like an older teenager, I started buying it for myself. one of those ones where I don't know that I actually like it as much now as I did when I was younger. I just really liked Sugar Crisp Bear. That's, I think, what the whole thing was there. But I do rank it above Captain Crunch. I'd rather eat Sugar Crisp above Captain Crunch. In second place, I've got Fruit Loops. Now, if you learn and have learned for the first time that all the colors of Fruit Loops, first of all, they've changed the color. They've changed the chemical. I heard on Instagram that the chemicals from back in the 90s that used to make it bright and vibrant, we're not allowed to put those in food anymore. That's what I heard. So now they are different color. They taste similar, but whatever. All the flavors, though, all the colors, same flavor. Did you know that? And then number one, and this is easy. It's not even close, in fact, of the cereals that I've tried again for the first time. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is an absolute winner. Fucking awesome. I've crushed two boxes of Cinnamon Toast. So essentially, I haven't had Cinnamon Toast Crunch in probably 20 years. I'm turning 39 in April. I haven't probably had it in 20 years. So I just poured myself a bowl last week, 2 weeks ago, and I had it up to my mouth and I went, oh my God, I forgot that this is what these were. It's pure sugar. There's no nutrition in those things as far as I can tell. But that is not the point we're getting at here. We want to talk about some cereals and we want to rank them accordingly based on our adult palates, because now we're adults, man. We have refined palates. We've learned, we've lived, we've grown, we've loved, we've eaten, we've laughed, we've loved. Mmm. Cinnamon Toast Crunch might just always be in my pantry going forward. I forgot how good it is. Now, again, don't tweet at me and tell me it's unhealthy. I already know that. I'm not in there for the health benefits of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm just not. So last night I put out this ranking and people were inspired by giving me some other stuff that they needed to try. And then today I asked them for some of their top three goat cereals. What are the greatest of all time cereals? But first, I want to get some feedback on the shopping list that I've now created for cereals I used to like as a kid, and now I need to retry as an adult so I can continue my rankings. Shopping list currently includes Corn Pops, Reese Puffs, Brown Sugar Mini Wheats, Apple Jacks, Honeycomb, Rice Krispies, Golden Grahams, Alphabets, Lucky Charms. So as you guys are sending me feedback, the list keeps growing of cereals that, man, I've had all of these. Every one that I just read out, I've had them all. I don't remember them all. Because I've confessed this before. I really have.
It's kind of pathetic, by the way.
My favorite cereal, it's me and toddlers. Original Cheerios. That is the cereal I get most of the time. In fact, I'd say 95% of the time. If you go, hang on, we'll do this. Hey, Little Quads, will you ask me what kind of cereal I always buy?
Of course I will. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. You're my boss, man, and I love you. Hey, Big Milk, I was just thinking outside of the box here. What cereal do you buy 95% of the time?
Well, Quads, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. I buy Cheerios, just the original. It's me and babies. That is my favorite cereal. Has been forever. I love it. So if I have cereal in my pantry, chances are it's that one.
That's so boring. It's such an old man answer. Enjoy your fiber, you old fuck.
So that's how it would go, if you ask me. But I just like, I wanted to try some new shit. So we're talking about cereal. And then today on Twitter, I just tweeted out, and we're probably going to have some in the voicemail too that I'm really excited about. I'm tired to talk about cereal throughout this podcast. So this morning on Twitter, I just put out a question. Give me your top three cereals of all time. I want to read a bunch of these out on the podcast. And I got, man, did I get some cool answers. Captain Felton, my boy, says number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the GOAT. Number two, Apple Cinnamon Cheerios. Now, I do like Apple Cinnamon Cheerios. I do have Apple Jacks on my shopping list. Similar, not quite the same, but similar. We'll get the Apple Cinnamon Cheerios because they're just delicious. And number three, Honeycomb. Love that list. Spiced Oil said Reese's Puffs, Frosted Flakes, and Almond Crunch are his top three. Ricky says, is this even an Oilers page if nobody picks Pro Stars? RIP Pro Stars. You can't still buy Pro Stars, can you? Hang on a second. Pro Stars. Cereal. And some of you youngsters, I need you to Google Pro Stars. Because not only was there a... I don't think you can still buy this. There's no way. Who would be on the box? You can buy it on eBay. You can buy a box for $168 on eBay. That's stupid. But Pro Stars was a cereal that Wayne Gretzky was hawking. But it also had an accompanying cartoon. It was Wayne Gretzky, Bo Jackson, and Michael Jordan, and they went out and solved crimes. It was great. I don't know. I would love to see a modernized version of that cartoon with maybe like you could do Shohei Ohtani, you could do Connor McDavid, and you could do like, I don't know, LeBron James or something. Fuck, we'd all have a good time with that. Back to the list. I want to know your favorite cereals. Kyle the Embalmer says, as a kid, Sugar Crisp, Cheerios, Golden Grahams. As an adult, Cheerios, Mini Wheat Shreddies. See, I don't like the split. I don't like the split here. And a lot of people did it. It wasn't just Kyle that was like, well, this is what I liked as a kid. This is what I like now. I want to know what you like now. I don't know what you like now. So I'm just taking your adult list, Kyle. Cheerios, elite, number one. I've loved them my whole life. Plain Cheerios. Mini Wheats, I haven't had forever. When I used to go to Costco a lot as a kid with my old man, he used to always buy Mini Wheats because that was one of the few boxes of giant cereal you could buy. I haven't had them probably since then. So Mini Wheats have got on the list. And then Shreddies. Shreddies always got too soggy for me. I never liked Shreddies. They weren't my thing. Maybe it's time to give them another go. Again, I haven't had Shreddies since I was a little kid. Chevy says, Life cereal. That is my sister's favorite cereal at all. She would be very, very happy to hear that. She doesn't listen to this, so she'll never know. Quaker Harvest Crunch and Frosted Mini Wheats. Owen says, Honey Nut Cheerios, Special K, and Corn Flakes. Jeff Vayette says, Fruity Whirls. The knockoff version of Fruit Loops. That's interesting to me, Fruity Whirls, because there was one time, because again, I love plain Cheerios. I went to probably Walmart, I would imagine, and just bought the generic Wheat O's. Awful. Terrible. Awful. Next up was Apple Brown Sugar Oatmeal Crisp and Classic Honey Nut Cheerios. Owen said, Honey Nut Cheerios, Special K, and Corn Flakes. Special K, if you got the strawberries in them, I can fuck with those. Street Dub says, French Toast Crunch, Alphabets, and Frosted Cheerios. The last two are continued, but were elite. Alphabets are discontinued? Yeah, put them on my list. I guess I'll never find them. Frosted Cheerios, I remember, though. They were in a white box. Raider Jesse says, Pro Stars, a Crunch-a-Roos, and Pebbles before they got turned into weird flakes and were more shaped like dino eggs. I love the age of the people on my Twitter because you can tell that a lot of us are roughly the same age. Mike in the 349 says, depends how old you are, kid or adult, I still like Lucky Charms. Not as much as when I was a kid. Cranberry Almond Crunch is solid as an adult. Honey Nut Cheerios is good. I would always steal my dad's Sugar Crisp when I was a kid. It was the forbidden fruit. I've got Sugar Crisp in my pantry. Gina says, Fruit Loops, a Special K with almonds, delightful. Honey Nut Cheerios, all delightful choices by Gina. Mike says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Brown Sugar, Frosted Mini Wheats, Lucky Charms. Honorable mention go to Frosted Cheerios, which we're learning, discontinued. Austin, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Apple Jacks, Cocoa Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles are so fucking good. I got to put that on my shopping list. Hang on. I forgot Cocoa Pebbles existed. Hang on. Bag Milk shopping list. Cocoa Pebbles. Fuck yeah, good pick. That one was from Austin. Steve says Golden Grahams, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes. Ian says Cap'n Crunch, Crispix, and Mini Wheats. Stacy, Golden Grahams, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms. I like seeing a lot of them come back. We're seeing a lot of Golden Grahams, a lot of Fruit Loops, a lot of your classics. Ron says Captain Crunch, Honeycomb, or Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies, I actually saw a thing on TikTok about how you can make your own. Essentially, you have a big pot of vegetable oil, and you just have that motherfucker on high. And you pop in your rice in there, and it just puffs up like that. I didn't know how that's how you made it. And then you cover it with some sugar or whatever. I followed an account on TikTok where it teaches you how to make a bunch of your favorite candies at home. I'm never going to make any of them. That's just not what I do, but I'm going to watch your content and I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to think about what it might be like to make those candies in my house. Jerry says Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Again, the goat. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is getting so much love. Apple Cinnamon Cheerios, Reese's Pieces. McCam says Honeycomb, Cap'n Crunch, Frosted Flakes. Patrick says, how about we talk about combos? This one type per bowl stuff's got to go. Shreddies plus Cheerios, any variety of the Shreddies act as a stabilizer. The palate holds it down. Throw some brown sugar on it if you ain't got it like that. Maple syrup, Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes, Vector and Lucky Charms. I like Patrick mixing it up. He wants to throw in six. I asked for three. He gives me six. Mark says Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Mini Wheats. Nick says Honey Nut Cheerios, Apple Cinnamon Cheerios, Mini Wheats. And he also says BM is Zol as a hashtag. I am not Zol. We'll probably get to that in the voicemail. Kinks. I like this username. Kinks. I'm not your kink shame. Honeycomb, Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies, Cheerios, Shreddies, and Fruit Loops for Handsome Rob. This is the best question. This is the best question. I didn't realize that we were such a cereal family here on the internet. It's an elite snack, it's an elite lunch, it's an elite dinner, it's whatever you want it to be. Sometimes I will just pour cereal, if it's like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because I did this the other day, just in a little coffee cup, because I just want a little something sweet, a little mange, and I just eat it like it's hand finger foods. What do you think of that? Am I getting a little crazy? Am I getting a little weird? I don't think so. We've been talking about 15 minutes about cereal, and I am fucking psyched. Now, back to business of the podcast. Last week, I promised you guys a hoodie giveaway. I promised you a hoodie giveaway, and we are going to do that now. So, I have got, should we read some reviews first? 10 new reviews. So thank you very much to everybody who submitted some reviews and DM those to me. I also included a bunch of the older reviews in there. So we actually got 10 entries into the hoodie giveaway here. So we have got a bunch of different names. So I'm just going to read some of the new reviews. Some of them are really cool. Some of them are really nice. And I appreciate everything that you said. Some of you are sucking up for the hoodie. But I'm going to show you, I'm going to film this and we're going to post it. I'm going to post at least one of them on Instagram anyway, just to show you how I'm doing this. This is pure fairness. I did not want any part of this choice. So I went to wheelofnames.com, which is essentially just a randomizer that you can pick. You plug your names in there and we do a little picky pick, right? So we're going to do some reviews here and I'm going to give, should I do a music bed underneath? Maybe this. How's that? A little review music? Bam, 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 bam. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Late Than Never. Let's read some reviews. First review comes in for Evergreen Fire. Says, a gem of the show in the Nation Network of podcasts. Bag Milk knocks this one out of the park. It's quirky, clever, sharp, and odd in all the best ways. Its interactive format invites inclusiveness and fan engagement and helps bring Oilers fans together. Thank you, Bag Milk. Love that review. Second one, silly, goofy fun. This podcast is consistently my favorite of the Oilers Nation of Network of podcasts. Bag Milk's a treasure who must be protected. Oh, hang on. You're going to drop that bet on me? One more time. Or do I got to find some different music? Hey. Oh, I know what I'll do. Yeah, I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to read this next review to Sinking Titanic, okay? This podcast is consistently my favorite of the Oilers Nation network of podcasts. Bag Milk is a treasure who must be protected at all costs. Things get silly, strange, and are always ridiculous. Did I write this review in the hopes of getting a hoodie? How dare you? This is an organic review based solely on my affection for BLTN. Big wink. I love that. I love the honesty. I love the honesty. A new group. Let's do this one. Just the best. This is an Oilers podcast or just random nonsense. Who knows? Satan is far superior to Zol. Between the voicemail guest appearances and a little bit of Oilers talk sprinkled in, this show is a must listen. Keep Nuge forever. That one's from Pot Roast. Love that. Love that. You know what? I need the longer beds of music. These are just like, they're too short. What is this one? There we go. Sam says, long time listener, first time reviewer. Great work on the pod. Been following the Nation Network for a long time. And this is my favorite podcast. Can't wait for the playoffs. Keep up the great work, Bag Milk. Thank you, Sam. This one's from Danger Suede. Sac de la Le Grand. Et toutes les routes qui mènent étaient sinueuses. I don't know what happened here, Danger Suede. I'm going to send you a picture of this. Hang on. Back in here. Et toutes les lumières qui éclairent le chemin sont avant-glantes. Il y a beaucoup de choses que j'aimerais te dire, mais je ne sais pas comment. J'ai dit peut-être que tu seras celui qui me sauvera. Et après tout, vous êtes mon merveille mur. I gotta put this in the fucking translate. There's no way this isn't like song lyrics or something. Google Translate. Danger Suede, you rascal. Let's see what I get here. Detect language, French. And all roads that lead you were winding, and all the lights that light the way were blinding. There are many things that I
would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Said I don't know how.
I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Danger Suede with Wonderwall lyrics translated into French. That was very clever. Back to the reviews. One more time. A wonderful podcasting community. This one comes in from Monkey Sock Man. Where to start when talking about this amazing podcast? I stumbled onto the Nation Network's catalog of podcasts last summer when I was living in England, and I wanted to keep up with the Oilers during the playoffs. Even though they didn't end up winning the cup, I'm so happy to have found an amazing podcast I could listen to in a community that not only likes the Oilers, but is full of amazing and genuine people. From the relationship advice month of the podcast when I too was going through a breakup, to hearing about how wonderful our Australian friend was treated when visiting, I'm so happy to have found this podcast and the others at the Nation. Keep up the amazing work. That's very nice. Checking in from England. I need a new song. Again, I got to find some new music beds here to do these reviews. We are back to this one. All right. BM is the GOAT. Bag Milk is the GOAT. Best Oilers Nation personality, hands down. Let's go Oilers. That is from Ski Bum. Thank you. You are adorable. All the stars. BM is him. This podcast is just fantastic. From the fan interaction to the nonsense talk to the Oilers perspectives to the silliness. Just amazing in every way. One take to do this review. David Quadrelli leaving a review. Hang on a second. If David Quadrelli is going to leave a review, this is actually him, by the way. This button here.
It's a great show. As a regular contributor to this show, or so I'm told, I must say Bag Milk's ability to captivate listeners is second to none. Better Late Than Never is one of the best listens out there, no matter what sport or team you follow. I'm David Quadrelli.
There you go. So you got some fresh reviews for the podcast. Thank you for sending those in. There's a bunch of Spotify ones that came in, but I've got you on the list, I promise. So here we are. I'm going to take a photo of my wheel and we're going to give it a little spin. We're going to give it a spin right now and it's going to go around and around and around it goes. Who wins the first hoodie? No one knows. We have got first hoodie goes out to Danger Suede. Danger Suede for the Wonderwall parody French review. Shout out to Danger Suede. I will reach out to you, sir. New hoodie coming your way. Next up, pressing the wheel once more. We are pressing the wheel once more. The second hoodie goes to LCYEG. LCYEG, you have got the second hoodie. So Danger Suede or LCYEG, but either of you just slide on into my DMs. I know I've met both of you personally, so just slide on in. And then let's give away... Hang on, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try and do this all on Instagram while I'm talking, but I really could use a producer here. So we are going to have the third and final giveaway on Better Late Than Never for the hoodie. We are doing the podcast. I'm also on my Instagram stories right now. We're giving the wheel a spin. 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 And it ends on pot roast. Pot Roast is the third winner of the Better Late Than Never hoodie. Download, subscribe, leave a review, and you too could be in for a hoodie from me. Nationgear.ca if you want to go check those out. They're up on the store now. Three designs are available right now. I'm going to tweet this hoodie giveaway on BLTN. Oops, can't spell. I wish I had more than just me doing this so that this wouldn't be such a clusterfuck, but I guess that's part of the fun, isn't it? That's part of the fun. So that's going in my Instagram story. And that was a third one. So the three winners are... Oh, I've got a button for that. Hang on. The three winners are... Danger Suede, LCYEG, and Pot Roast. Pot Roast, you're the only one I don't know. So slide on into my DMs, wherever you are. Or email me, bagmilk@weathersnation.com. So you just hit me up on social, slide into the DM, say, hey, I'm Pot Roast. And I will, we will organize the hoodie. So the way the hoodie giveaway is going to work is I'm going to give you a promo code so that you can go to the Nation Gear website and I'll give you the links. You can go and pick out your size and then it'll just get cleared for you. Got it? Excellent. No problem. No problem. So thank you so much to everybody who left the reviews. It means the world to me. It helps with the algorithm. I'm going to do another hoodie giveaway as they, you know, more gear is going to hit the store for this podcast. So we're going to get to that. We are going to get to that. We're going to do that. But that's for a different day. So the three winners, congratulations. Please let me know what you're picking. Slide on into my DMs. We're going to organize getting you that hoodie. All right, let's get to the news. Is brought to you by Star Mechanical. Of course, Star Mechanical is one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating industries, or businesses, I should say. They have been working within the community for over 20 years, and many of the homes built in Edmonton over the last two decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. Offer 24/7 emergency services. You can visit them at starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment. We are going to start the news with me because I'm selfish. Why? I am going to the hockey game tonight with my boy, Liam Horobin. We're trying to get Leho off the ground. His girlfriend's grandma calls him Lehman. Tyler's trying to get L-Dog. L-Dog's not so great. So I'm going to say Leho or Lehman. I can get behind. Lehman. He and I are going to the game tonight, Oilers versus the Capitals. It is the second time the Oilers have played the Capitals this season. The first time it was a blowout in our favor. It was a 5-0 win. Do you remember that win? A lot of things were going wrong for the Oilers at that time. And then they beat that Caps on, it was like a matinee, if I remember correctly. They beat the Caps and then they started to go on a string of wins. I don't know if that was the 5-game win streak or if that was an 8-game win streak. I don't remember where that was. But the Capitals were the starters of said win streak. Tonight, they are in town. Ovi is a lot hotter than he was back then. And the Oilers are looking to build upon a 4-0 shutout win over the Pittsburgh Penguins from Sunday. I'm just super excited. I'm not excited it's an 8 p.m. start, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm excited to go to the game. Me and Liam are going to go have a good time. We're going to talk a little biz. We're going to talk a little YouTube. We're going to talk some graphics. We're going to talk about this podcast. Liam is going to be upgrading some of the video components of this podcast, even just on YouTube currently. I've got some plans. I've got some plans for the video element.
Are you going to tell us what the plans are? Are you going to be a dirty little tease?
I think I'm going to be a dirty little tease. We're working on some cool stuff at Nation HQ where I will be on camera, but it won't really be me on camera.
You're such a little tease. Why are you doing this to Satan? You know how Satan's nipples get hard when he doesn't know the answer to your secrets.
Well, That's fair, but you're just going to have to wait. You're just going to have to wait. Anyway, I'm tonight to go to the Oilers-Capitals game. It's been a minute, and I haven't seen Ovi. I don't know that I've ever seen Ovi live. And obviously, he's getting a little bit older. Dude's a legend. I'm super, super excited to watch him play. Hope he doesn't score, but it would also be interesting to see him inch forward towards that Gretzky record. Go check out the article from Brendan Delaney on that today at OilersNation.com. Today's Wednesday, of course. Looking at the trade deadline so far, or post-trade deadline, Cap Friendly released a graphic that I was just like, really? And I saw it on the broadcast too, and I still went, really? Do you know that the Oilers are one of the oldest teams in the NHL? They are tied with the Pittsburgh Penguins as the oldest team in the NHL at 29.9 average years of age. Now, the guys that are older that are raising the tides, like the Corey Perrys, the Derek Ryans, they're bit players, whereas in Pittsburgh, their core is old. You know, Sid is 36 years old at this point, where Connor is not, right? So there's difference there. But I was interested to see that they're that old, because I still don't think of the Oilers as that old, you know? I just don't. And then when I think of I think of Pittsburgh winning those cups early in Crosby's career, I go, come on, man, like, let's get there. Let's do it. Come on. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting graphic. So the top five, I guess if you want to call it that, there's actually, I'll do top six since they're all kind of clumped together. Edmonton and Pittsburgh. I got to cough. Hang on. There, I did. I turned my mic off for that like a pro. Edmonton and Pittsburgh, 29.9. They're the oldest teams. The New York Islanders, 29.3. Carolina, Washington, Nashville, 29.1. When you think of Washington, the Oilers' opponent tonight, don't you think that they're older than the Oilers because they've got guys like, you know, Ovi's been around 1,000 years? That's how I feel. But it was an interesting number. I thought it was interesting. Weird to look at, but ultimately interesting. I also want to give some love. There's only two games this week, so I also want to look back a little bit and give some love to Calvin Pickard. 9.53 save percentage and 64 stops over his last two wins over Pittsburgh. He gave up one goal in the 6-1 win last Sunday. This past Sunday, 41 saves, 40 saves, shutout. He doesn't get credit for a shutout, though, because the concussion spotter pulled him out for a minute 18. Stu had to come in and basically stand there, didn't stop a shot. But because of that, they share the shutout. It's so weird. It's dumb. Give Calvin Pickard his flowers. Come on. The other thing I want to mention, speaking of goalies, is from Bruce McCurdy. Since Christmas, Jack Campbell has been 11-5-0. He's got a 225 goals against average and a 933 save percentage. Do we see Soup at any point this year again?
No, you won't. You will not.
I just don't think that it makes sense to see Soup. Well, first of all, they don't have the cap space to make it work, but I just don't see it as a thing. Jack Campbell, I'm happy you're feeling better about yourself. That's the most important thing to me. Right now, I'm thinking about Jack Campbell and the human element. Listen, he's getting paid $5 million to be down in the AHL. He's doing fine. But from on the human element, when he went down there, he was like a shell of a man. He was a shell of a person. He was a shell of a goaltender. He couldn't stop anything at the NHL level. And that's because confidence is a tricky motherfucker, man. I'm looking beside me. I've got my acoustic guitar sitting beside me. And if I picked it up right now and I tried to wail, it wouldn't be able to work. Because I haven't played as much as I should. I haven't kept my practice up. My confidence is low. I can't execute properly. But I'm just happy Jack Campbell is back to feeling good about himself. And he's playing some really good hockey, including a big win the other night for the Condors. He's looking good in the photos. He's playing well. Couldn't be happier for the human being. Is he going to be back with the Oilers? I don't think so, but who knows? Stranger things have happened, right? I didn't think Jordan Eberle was ever going to come back to the Oilers, but like, had he not signed an extension with Seattle on deadline day, it very well could have happened. If you listen to my trade deadline recap special, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't listen, what are you doing with your life? Jordan Eberle, the reason I'm bringing him up is he played his 1,000th game last night, his 1,000th NHL game, and boy, howdy, did that make me feel old. Of course, he was the 22nd overall pick back in 2008. 2008 was when I started contributing on OilersNation.com with a weekly article for the righteous sack beating. I didn't get paid for those. I just did it for love of the game. Congratulations to Jordan Eberle on 1,000 games. It's wild. Silver stick for you, sir. It would have been cool if it happened back here. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not selfish. You know? And then to wrap up the news, just because it's been a little bit slow, I wonder when Troy Stetcher is going to get into his first game with the Oilers. Looking at the new guys, Adam Henrique has been fine. He's centering the third line right now with Connor Brown and Evander Kane. Interesting that my boy Sean Pangs, new guy Sean is what we're calling him at ON, he wrote an article about how Adam Henrique could be the answer for Connor Brown's offense based on some Team Canada work they did in the Worlds a bunch of years ago. It was super interesting to read that. It was super, super interesting. I love those deep dive digs that Sean's doing at Oilers Nation now. He's been a great find for us. And that was a really cool article. But first impression of Adam Henrique, there's a lot to like there. He hasn't got anything done yet. He hasn't picked up a point yet with the Oilers, but there's a couple of sneaky little plays where you go, fuck, man, he looks good. Sam Carrick, he's been lower in the lineup, so he's been quieter. I'm just curious to see when we see Troy Stetcher for the first time. Based on the joint article I did with Quads,
it was so fun to watch together!
Troy Stetcher's a guy that seems to outplay or fight above his weight class more often than not. So can he fight his way into playing above Cody Ceci or Vinny Desharnais? I'm fascinated to find out. The first question, though, is when is he going to get in? According to Jason Gregor's lineups for tonight, doesn't look like it, but we'll see. We'll see, right? He could sneak in their game time. Coaches have done weirder things. And then just to wrap up the news for our friends at starmechanical.ca, the schedule for the week. We got the Capitals tonight at Rogers Place. We got the Avalanche Saturday at Rogers Place. We've got Montreal Tuesday at Rogers Place. We got a 4-game homestand coming up here after wrapping up that road trip. The Oilers are looking to stay hot at home. Currently at Rogers Place, the Oilers have got a sparkling record after starting out really cold. Really, really cold, in fact. 28-2 at Rogers Place. The Oilers currently have a plus 42 goal differential, 222 goals for, 180 against. They should beat Washington, shouldn't they? They should absolutely beat Washington. I'm going to be upset they don't. As will the fine folks at Star Mechanical. Go check them out at starmechanical.ca. Visit starmechanical.ca and schedule an appointment and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. Starmechanical.ca is the sponsor of the news. I'm drinking coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to snuggle! Better late than never.
For my friends at Bet99, it is time to do a little bet and talk ahead of today's game with the Washington Capitals. I'm going to look at some futures, but tonight I'm going to the game with Liam, as I said off the jump. Tyler Yaremchuk is going to be at the game with his old man. We are currently formulating a BLT bets, RIP BLT bets, squad bet. Currently, Liam and I have our legs in, and I'm waiting on Tyler's leg to complete the three-leg parlay. Liam's going with the Warren Fogle goal, which I thought was a ballsy play. I'm going with the Oilers -1.5, so that's the Oilers puck line. We're curious to see what Tyler does to complete the squad bet. It's always more fun when we're in the house and we can all chase something together. I want to look at some futures, though, courtesy of Bet99, because I am 19 plus and I can play so responsibly, and I don't live in Ontario. Got it? Bet99 is the number one online game experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience Bet99, same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets, and including their fast payouts and smooth transactions. Ka-ching! I want to know if it's fair that Chris Knobloch is a plus 6,000 to win the Jack Adams. Rick Tocchet is the favorite in Vancouver. That makes sense. Vancouver's having a very, very good year. People were expecting them to be a playoff team this year, but I don't know that they were expecting Vancouver to be as good as they are. So Rick Tocchet makes sense. But Chris Knobloch at plus 6,000, that's 60-1. Turning the Oilers season around is getting no love with the bettors. It's confusing to me, man. Does that make me want to do a little sprinkle? No, a little bit of sprinkle? Maybe. I still think Rick Tocchet will probably win regardless of how the Canucks do in the playoffs, because I think the voting is done before that, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody. But I don't think it's fair. I think Nobby deserves to be higher up than that. Though there are guys like Torts who's turned Philadelphia around and they were expected to be bottom of the league team and they might make the playoffs. So I get that there are some dark horses like that, but I just think that plus 6,000 is disrespectful. Now, Oilers to win the Western Conference. I can see that happening. Plus 350. Would you do a little dabble on that?
Maybe.
Maybe. I think that's an interesting bet. Oilers to win the Western Conference. But this one, I feel like, is almost free money at this point. So the Oilers, the line is total points is 105.5. The Oilers have 18 games left, including tonight. They need 25 points from the 81 they're currently at to get to 106 points. Can they do it? They've got 18 games left. That is a total of 36 points on the table, right? 36 points on the table. They need 25. Can they go? Can they win 12 of the last 18 games? Maybe. Maybe. Would you do it at minus 120, or are the odds not juicy enough for you? I don't know. Something to think about. Something to ponder. Something to let roll around in your mind a little bit, because our friends at Bet99, they're asking. They're asking the question. And they got me thinking. So I want you to be thinking too. And then lastly, just to wrap up the betting segment on the podcast, how could I not do this one? I found this and I think it's great. I love this bet at Bet99, and I think I might take it. The odds may not be necessarily all that sexy, but they're looking pretty good to me. Now, Calgary Flames to miss the playoffs, minus 5,000. Now, you may look at that and tell me, Bagmilk, there's no reason to ever bet on anything that's minus 5,000. But if I could turn $1 into $1.01 on the Calgary Flames missing the playoffs, they paid me to bet against them making the playoffs, and I think I might do it. Calgary, this is where you belong. So gross. Down the toilet, and there's the betting talk for Bet99. Why? Because I am 19 plus, I play responsibly, and I don't live in Ontario. Got it? Do you got it? Do ya? Good.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For my friends at Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is time for the righteous sack beating. Of course, Trilogy Oilfield Rentals are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oil field disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain full-time operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. What kind of tools do they want? Well, I want to tell you.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and pits, completion tools, any tool for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
What's bothering me this week? All of you dog owners. Not all of you, but a handful of you. A big handful. At least where I live, out in the west end of Edmonton. It's beautiful. The skies are blue. Everybody's happy. I'm near major transit. But the problem is, we are now getting to the point of the winter slash spring where some of you motherfuckers do not clean up after your dogs. And I don't know if you own a dog, have you ever had a dog, or if you've just shit outside yourself. What happens when you poo and it gets frozen and then the snow starts to melt? It swells and it fucking melts and it's gross. So right now, I'm walking my dog just on the paths that I do every single day. Me and the dude, me and Frank, we're cruising. He's got to think about Frank's picks. He's got to think about what he wants to do. There's pressure on him. He doesn't want to think about dodging turds. And then here you are. You're not cleaning up after your dog. And there are turds everywhere. Now, there are even some of you where I would be so far as to guess that some of this drop zone is right outside your house. There are similar mounds of poo that all look roughly the same outside of a couple of different houses on my walk, my standard routes. It bothers me, man, because as a dog owner, I always pick up after Frank. I feel like it is not just the right thing to do, but I feel like it's my obligation to the city and to all of you that are walking around and living your life. Nobody wants to step in a dog's shit, and especially at this time of the year when it's all soggy and gross and everything's melting and it's already dirty enough, the last thing I want to contend with is you being a lazy fuck. Pick up after your dog. Be an adult. Or don't get a dog. If you are not equipped emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and financially to take care of that animal and give them the best possible life, including picking up after them, you don't deserve to have one.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
You're listening to
Better late than never. What you need to do is leave a nice little review. Like and subscribe. Next.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It is time for the voicemail presented by Snow Valley and Rainbow Valley Campground. Snow Valley Aerial Park opens on May 31st. Mark your calendars. That is family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Golf Target, or Target Golf, and the all-new mini golf. I'm mostly excited about the Target Golf. They explained it to me how it works. I'm excited about that. I think we're going to do a squad run out to Snow Valley. And of course, the Rainbow Valley Campground is Edmonton's only campground right here in the city with 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in Edmonton. Visit rainbow-valley.com. Book your spots. My brother actually camped there last year. I didn't know it was there until my brother camped there last year. It is sick. Really, really nice spot. You don't really hear the white mud either, which was very surprising to me. I loved it. Anyway, for our friends at Snow Valley and the Rainbow Valley Campground, let's get to the voicemail. We got a whole bunch of them today. We're starting with the man himself. Is this actually you, McMullet? Because this might be the first time I've heard from you.
Bagged milk.
What's up?
It's McMullet here.
First, it is actually him. I got to meet McMullet down in Arizona. He's probably one of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet.
This time I'm calling into your voicemail. The Duke show was awesome. It was great to have Dukes in town.
It was.
Great to hang out with them at a couple of games.
You guys. So Dukes and McMullet, they went to that game that, I don't remember which game it was, but they won an OT, I think. Did the Oilers win OT? Anyway, those after the game winner went in, those two were the first thing I saw on camera, and I was so excited to see those boys. McMullet, bless you, sir. I've talked about you on this podcast before. I don't know how you do these commutes. So, like, tonight, I'm expecting to see you at the game, even if we don't run into each other. I kind of know roughly where you sit. And I don't know if you're going to be there for an 8 o'clock game and then drive home to Strathmore. You are beyond a super fan, sir, and I tip my cap to you.
The Edmonton fans are awesome the way they treated him. Glad he got to enjoy Edmonton's hospitality. Soul the will of thousands. Get fucked. Nobody wants to hear you. Stay the fuck away. And Kyle, shut the fuck up about Love is Blind. We don't want to fucking hear about it.
McMullet's spicy. I'm guessing we're probably going to hear from Kyle from Love is Blind again, because I do see his name on the voicemail list. So I'm guessing we're probably going to hear about it. They did the wedding episode just passed. I think today actually is the reunion episode. I'm not sure, but McMullet, we'll see. We'll see what Kyle has in store. We've just got an anonymous caller. Who be you?
Take me out tonight with his people and his music. We're learning louder. Oh, wow. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home because I haven't got one anymore. Well, that was me trying to do a little bit of Morrissey for Dukes, who was absolutely loved Edmonton. And he stole me. So well done, Edmonton.
I like how you say Edmonton. Edmonton.
I'm very jealous. But honestly, on behalf of Dukes, any of these two, you know, he's too fucked to even tell you. He's loved it. Well done.
Fucking madman. Donkey Vol, you rascal, you. We are going to go to One Take Chad. You were up. One Take Chad. I say play.
Hey, BM.
What's up, man?
Can't help but notice that that Betway is no longer a sponsor, and they were on the Jasper Pond hockey trip with you guys.
That's because we welcomed our friends at Bet99. Bet99 is our new friend here at Better Late Than Ever. Go ahead.
I'm just kind of curious what shenanigans happened that made them leave you guys.
Oh, they haven't.
You going to tell us?
Of course. Happy to.
We want
to
know. Was it Chalmers' lack thereof dental hygiene that grossed them out?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is there some hot tub shenanigans?
Mm.
We demand answers.
You demand answers, and I shall give you answers. So, no, Betway is still our friends. They are still our friends for sure. The deal has evolved. So, Betway, if you go to OilersNation.com and you click on the GDB, which is the game day article that Jason Greger writes during the week and I write during the weekend, there you will see our friends at Betway. The Betway, they just changed where they did their allocation for shows. So that's what all it is. Actually, we're probably getting deeper into bed with Betway. They are great people. We brought them out for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament. They were everywhere. We had a blast with them, including in the hot tub. They're great people. They are great, great people. They're just, we're doing a shuffle with them. So we're doing some bigger things. We're thinking bigger with them. But here on this show, my friends at Bet99 have stepped in because they want to be in the bag milk business. They want to be in the bag milk business because you know what? They want to hear me talk about betting. They want to know why Chris Knobloch is plus 6,000 to win the Jack Adams. I say it's unfair. I say it's nonsense. And I say, damn it, I should bet on it just in case it happens. Right? What is the line from Kevin in the office? If you get plus 10,000 odds on anything, you take it. It's not plus 10,000, but it's close. Right? So, One Take Chat, I hope that clears that up for you. We're going to go to another anonymous voicemail caller.
Donkey song time. You have won a peg. It eats cheese in the sunshine. You have won a peg. Oh yeah. Dang, da-dang, 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 da-dang. Yeah, you've won a peg. It eats cheese in the sunshine. I wrote that song about 20 years ago. It was rubbish then. It's probably rubbish now. Good afternoon.
What's the deal with that guy anyway? He just leaves a voicemail and he starts singing about all kinds of nonsense. You always laugh and love it, but I never know what the fuck's going on. Maybe just Satan's too old to understand you kids and your hip-hop music.
Two Take Chad. Are you One Take Chad, but now you're back as Two Take Chad? We'll see. Two Take Chad.
This is only two takes because I was in a drive-thru and I got interrupted.
Aw, but I would have loved to hear your order. Next time, you be One Take Chad, and I want to know what you're ordering, and I want to know where.
I'm going to rip through some opinions here.
Please.
First off, obviously, fuck Vegas and fuck the league for allowing this. Are you kidding me?
Agreed. Back to you.
I know it's not going to happen. I would love for them to miss the playoffs, but first round exit, I would love that. That would make me so happy.
Last week, I did a rant on Vegas, and Waz clipped it and posted it on social, and the clip kind of erupted. So it was one of those ones where we were looking at the analytics and I went, whoa. It was when I said that Mark Stone was sitting in the cuck chair for the next 2 months. It went everywhere. And it was on Instagram and it was on TikTok. I don't know that clip where I was shitting on Vegas and saying it's bullshit that the league allows this to happen, there was fans from other fan bases flooding into those clips. And sometimes they agreed with me, but most of the time I was an asshole. I don't know that I've been called such names on the internet in quite some time. I feel like I say that a lot lately, but that was that one of those clips was I was just like, better best. It's best just to mute the interactions on this post, methinks. And that's what I ended up doing. But yeah, I agree with you on Vegas. Back to you. Two take, Chad.
Secondly, obviously, I'm an Oilers fan only, but Matt Rempe is just a fucking beauty. And what a shame that he's from Calgary. That sucks. I love that kid. What a beauty. Thirdly,
all right.
Vinny taking that penalty.
What I want to say just about Matt Rempe is HockeyFights.com is getting a lot of mileage out of that dude. So HockeyFights.com is also within our network. Thank you, Matt Rempe. You're doing a lot of good work for us. I appreciate you.
With a minute left in the potential shutout, that was pretty uncool. I love Vinny, but he's got to calm down a little bit. He owes Pickard dinner.
I'll buy that.
Lastly, and I don't mean to put out any shrapnel here, but I got to say it. if a host is letting us send in voicemails freely and you turn around and send in the Rogers Wrapped in Red event over and over when the host is skipping it instantly every time, we can do better than that. I believe in all of us. I love this community, every one of us, but do better. That is the least original thing ever. The first time, okay, it was like a little bit funny. Every time since then, bad. Almost as bad as Will of Thousands. Almost as bad. Both are bad. Do better.
two take Chad. Firing off from the... He's shooting from the hip at everybody. Nobody's safe from two take Chad.
Kill them all, Chad!
Ari, what do you guys say?
You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit.
If you and me are going to argue again, this first voicemail from you, Ari, I don't know if I'm up for it. But we'll see where this goes.
And you're probably not going to like me for this, BM, but...
It's already not starting well, Ari.
I love how Vegas is running their franchise. I do. Same.
Let me think about that. Let me see where else you go with this.
Wait, with Tampa and Colorado, how they run their teams. It's the mentality and the attitude of, we don't care who we have to trade or what draft picks you have to trade to make the team better, but we will make the team better at all cost.
I actually, you know, so far I've got no problem with what you're saying. I completely agree with you. My hatred of Vegas essentially stems from jealousy. I am totally able to admit that to you. Ari, back to you.
And the reason I like it is because it's breaking the mold of how traditionally an NHL franchise is run. And, you know, I want all the teams to run like this.
The way I do agree with you in the sense that, man, I would love if the Oilers could figure out some kind of fuckery like Vegas did and get themselves additional cap space to make the team better down the stretch. I just don't understand how this happens with Mark Stone every year, 3 years in a row, at the exact same time, give or take a couple of days, he's gone on the LTIR. The first year, Vegas missed the playoffs. We all hope it happens again. The second year was last year, won the Stanley Cup. Year three, they're doing it again. Now, am I saying he's faking a lacerated spleen? Of course not. I just, like, it's so suspicious that it's no wonder people are thinking the same thing. But like you said, Ari, Tampa Bay did the exact same thing with Kucherov when they won the Stanley Cup a little while ago. Kucherov even trolled everybody wearing that shirt in the victory presser that said they were way over the cap or whatever it is. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, I would love if the Oilers could pull off this kind of shenanigans. I would love it. Again, I'm just jealous. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm jealous.
Sup, BM?
What's up, Kyle?
So, this is going to be...
McMullet taking shots at you, by the way, pal.
Disclaimer for all those that are triggered by hot takes, because this is might be a bit of a hot take, but...
Hot take. Hot take. Alert.
Hot take. Alert. Hot take. Alert.
Hot take. Alert. Hot take. Alert.
But, I'm going to make a claim. Connor McDavid... is a power play liability. Now, I know I'm going to get the hate for this, but hear me out. Are my stats going to be close? Probably not, but I'm going to throw a number out anyway. I'm going to say 75% of the time that we lose the puck while we're on the power play, the puck comes off McDavid's stick. Now, it's going to be either him trying to dangle around one guy, him trying to dangle through three guys.
I'll admit, I said it on ON Radio a little while ago. That does. I just don't understand what Connor's doing a little bit lately. He tries to dangle everybody in the slot, and they just kind of converge all on him, and he loses the puck, and it's an easy clear. I think the Oilers, and I think maybe this is what Kyle's getting to. First of all, I disagree that McDavid is a liability on the power play. I love the take, though. It is great.
Hot take alert.
I love it so much. But I completely agree on dangling in the slot. They need more than one pitch. Listen, the cross ice pass to Leon Draisaitl in his office is Mariano Rivera's cutter. It is one of the best pitches in the NHL on the power play, hands down, bar none. But they need to have other options in there. Like, why not rip it over to Nuge on the left side and have him zipping pucks like he was a couple of years ago? That'll open up the lane. But right now, that's closed. Teams are figuring it out. And I feel like Connor is trying to force it through too much because he knows when it gets through to Leon, they have a very, very good chance to score. Right? Anyway, back to you, Kyle.
It was like straight at the goalie or him trying to make that pass over to Draisaitl. Either way, we lose the fucking puck on the power play because of McDavid. I know, still, I'm going to get the hate, but I do. I'm claiming Connor McDavid is a bit of a power play liability. So I'm going to leave it at that.
He's going to duck from flying tomatoes. Kyle the Embalmer on Twitter. Go find him there. I love that. But you know what? Sometimes you need a
hot take alert.
I'm trying to think of what I can do with these robot buttons. These two.
This one. I am a small robot. I am a large robot.
I hate those buttons. I have no reason to use them, but for some reason.
Hot take alert. Hot take alert.
That might be a thing. for fuck's sakes. So these next three messages say Surveyor Zol, Danger Suede Zol, and Donkey Zol. I don't even know if I'm interested in even playing them. But we'll see where they go. Surveyor Zol is up.
Good afternoon. I mean, nah, fuck that. Righto, cunts.
Oh, it's just Dukes. It's Dukes. Dukes, I was about to get mad because I thought it was going to be Zol being like, you're bad bag milk, you're actually Zol, or whatever the shtick is lately, but it's just Dukes. He's back home. He's safe.
It's me. Zol, fuck. I don't even hate myself enough to pretend to be that fucking piece of shit. Yeah, no, I was just thinking, bit of reflecting and whatnot. Sure. I'll have a proper reflection soon, but whatever. Fuck, no cunts waiting for it, so it doesn't matter.
Sharp.
The watch parties at Greta, right? I know there's been, five or so, but the boys have only ever won once. And that was when I was there, so, like...
That's true.
You know, as a scientist, I'm sort of drawn to the conclusion that given the boys have 100% success rate when I am in attendance at a watch party, maybe someone in Edmonton should give me a job so I can move there and go to all the watch parties.
Yes.
And we'll never lose again.
Hire Dukes. It is the campaign that we are kicking off today. If you've got a job for Dukes, he's a scientist after all. He doesn't want to work as a barista. He doesn't want to work for your coffee shop. He loves drinking coffee, probably. I don't know that for sure. I imagine so. But this is a man with a real job in Australia, and he's thinking about moving to our fair city. I don't know. Dukes, is this real? What is real is that at the Brunch for Ben, the boys did win with you in attendance. That is one of the few watch party wins we've had in a while. Do I give you credit? Yes. Do I also give Kevin credit, my wolf picture that I got in the auction? Also, yes. Hire Dukes. That's the new campaign. Danger Suede Zol, is this also Dukes? Probably.
Also, while I've got you, sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
While I've got you here.
Good afternoon.
I don't know if people, I put out a thing on Twitter the other day. I'm like, fuck it, you know. My job's great. I like my life, but I'm like, you know what? I liked my life a lot better when it was in Edmonton.
Dukes, I don't even know how to describe this to you, but this is all just beautiful to hear. As a proud Edmontonian, I love how much you took to our fair city.
Leaving Edmonton the other day literally felt like I was leaving home to come back to work. Crazy. Won't go into it all right now. And so I've been like, oh, fuck, what, you know, hypothetically, could I move my career and life to Edmonton? And I'm like, well, had a little Google. I'm like, oh, there's fucking heaps of environmental scientist jobs, you know, in and around Alberta, obviously, with all the resources and shit. I was like, you know who could really use an environmental scientist? Fucking the nation.
Yeah.
I was thinking too. I think Jay and Wanya need to come together and like hire me, because one of the biggest dangers to the environment
mm-hmm.
in Alberta
mm-hmm.
was killing fucking birds.
It is true.
So, you know, they need to hire me to just follow him around. And every time he tries to kill a bird, I can just like pull out a big stick or whatever and be like, oi, no, don't, boss, cut it out. Don't kill a bird. You know, just an idea. But yeah, play La Bamba.
We do need to save the birds from Woz. So is this a full-time job for Dukes where he has to potentially live at Woz's house so that he can be within stick reach of him at all times? I say yes. Woz has an insatiable thirst for birds.
It's true, that kid, there's just like, every now and then you see a look in Woz's eye and he just sees a bird outside his window and he's like a cat. Have you ever seen a cat make that sound where they start making like chipping noises like... Woz does that when he sees both birds and squirrels. Birds specifically really trigger him. He's attracted to the feathers. He's like, you know when you go fishing and you pop your reel in the water and the spinning, it attracts the fish to it and you hook them and you eat them. So for Woz, it's the pretty the feathers and the songs and the bird songs that's attracting him. Like a moth to a flame, he goes on in and he eats the juicy innards. And sometimes he just leaves the corpse there uneaten, but he just kills it for fun. He does it for sport, that Woz. So ultimately what Satan's saying here is that somebody needs to hire Dukes to smash Woz with a stick. Fair? Fair.
Also, again, surprise, motherfucker, it's your boy Dukes. Oh, Dukes. Dukes.
Dukes, not Dukes.
It was Dukes, but, like, you know, I've got, like, two people in real life that call me that. So, like, yeah, I've got many more people call me Dukes. So, yeah, I kind of like Dukes now.
Dukes, not Dukes. We've reversed it. Before it was Dukes, not Dukes. Now it's Dukes, not Dukes.
I just want to... I had a point to this. But it's disappeared. That point's now flaccid, I guess. Something to do with, I was gonna mention Wanya. I don't fucking know, man. I honestly can't remember.
He's got that. So he flew to Canada. Took him about a week to get over the jet lag. I mean, you're upside down going from Australia to Canada. I've done it. It's nonsense. And now he's going jet-lagged back home to get back into life. So I feel like Dukes, not Dukes, the brain is still resetting. You know, it's like a software update. We just got daylight savings time here. It was only an hour, but I feel it. Dukes, not Dukes. I'm with you.
Because re-listening to one of the episodes, you know, catching up on all the episodes I missed when I was traveling. But honestly, like, I had something to say here, but after listening to Nick and Ari, I'm now Googling where I could find my nearest ice pick to put through my fucking temple, because holy cunt, boys, get it together. If I think of it, I'll leave another voicemail, and I probably should just delete this one, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna send it in, because, like, take. Fuck you, I do what I want.
One take, Dukes.
Play La Bamba, baby. Oilers good, hockey yes.
I was going to say the same thing. Oilers good, hockey yes. Always Oilers good, hockey yes. We've got Mike D chiming in. Mike D, I imagine it's the Beastie Boy, but we'll see.
Hey, Big Milk,
what's up, man?
Jaren here again. It's been a little while since I left voicemail.
Welcome anyways, back to the show.
I loved all the last ones. The Dukes one was great. Too bad you can't have him on all the time. Maybe you guys can try and figure out a show that works with the two of you every now and again. That was pretty sweet.
We could do that.
just wanted to mention something that I haven't heard really mentioned on any of the podcasts from Oilers Nation there. It seems like everybody seems like, oh, you know, we wanted this guy, wanted this guy. This is all trade deadline stuff that's passed. But, you know, what's saying that Ken Holland didn't offer? I mean, we know that he made that big offer for Tanev. That was
so the reported offer from the Calgary, from the Oilers to the Flames for Chris Tanev was the 2024 first round pick plus Cody Ceci.
Better than what they took. You know, I think the problem is that these teams just did not want to deal with Edmonton. You know,
probably.
He could have offered them the moon. He could have offered them two firsts for, you know, to Foley, to the, for all these other guys, Hanifin. He could have offered them everything. You know, CC, this guy. He could have offered them Fogel. Could have offered them all the picks in the world. But if they don't say yes to the deal, it doesn't really matter. People don't want to deal with Edmonton. And I think we'd be kind of fooling ourselves if there isn't some kind of behind the scenes, try not to let not just Edmonton win, but, you know, a Canadian team in general. I mean, everybody loves Vegas, and, you know, Bettman loves Vegas, his expansion team that just won. You know, it's a big deal. So I think that's a big part of it that we're missing.
I love a good conspiracy. Oh, if there's something that makes Satan tweak its nipples, it's a good, good conspiracy. And I love the idea of everybody hating the Oilers, nobody wanted to help them. Fuck everybody else. Edmonton versus the world. Satan out. I agree with Mike.
I definitely think there's certainly an element to nobody wanting to help the Oilers. Like the Tanev trade. That is purely because the Flames didn't want to send him to Edmonton to make Edmonton better. Purely it. So they send him to Dallas for a lesser offer. For them, it's dumb. But I get it, man. Rivalries. Rivalries are what makes sports fun, buddy. I love it. Now, McMullet, if you're listening to this, you might want to skip ahead for the next minute. Because I see Kyle the Embalmer with LIB as his topic. And I know what LIB is. Play. I said play.
Yo, BM, I just came across your Twitter thread about cereal, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch is clearly number one.
I thought you were going to talk about Love is Blind. You want to talk about cereal? I'm all about cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is elite, 100%.
I just want to make sure everybody is preparing and eating it properly.
Oh,
go
ahead.
Have to make sure that you drop, obviously cereal, dry cereal goes in first, but you drop the milk in on the side of the bowl, so that it goes underneath all the cereal so that none of it gets too soggy at once. And then when you eat it from the same spot you poured all the milk in, and you grab the cereal from like underneath the pile so that you're basically eating everything as it's had the perfect amount of time to soak in the right amount of milk. Yes, I've put a lot of thought into this. I've been eating this cereal for years. And it's elite. It's great.
So I did not do that. I'm going to try that with the side pour. I kind of like it. Me, I'm just a glutton. So I don't even use a spoon. I just stick my face in there like a trough and I just mounge like, and I just, away it goes. And then I'm huffing milk and I'm huffing those like delicious little chipitas or whatever you want to call them. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is arguably one of the greatest cereals of all time. Now, I read earlier the shopping list I've got for more cereals. I got to do some deep diving here. A lot of these I haven't tried in a long time, but I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is probably going to be in there. What I do agree with is it does get soggy early, so I'm going to try this side pour tactic. I'm going to try that because I just dumped it right on top. Secondly, most important thing, because Kyle mentioned it, I need to bring it up. Cereal always goes in first, unless and only unless you are having a second bowl because you're still hungry. If you still have milk in there and then you want to pour additional cereal in, I'm good with that. But if you're pouring raw dog milk in there that has not been touched by cereal before and then cereal goes in after, I don't even know what to say. You need to reevaluate your life. This next message comes in from the Louisiana Correction Service, so that seems totally legit.
You motherfuckers. I go and serve my prison sentence for selling weed and Zolal is leaving messages still. Fuck that guy. I have seen Holocaust documentaries funnier than Zolal. We all know it's you, Nick. Of course, with a K, cause you are the only one talking about it. And why you always bitching about the Oilers until I'm dead like your love life. It's ride or die with the Oilers. Anyways, be in lots of love. Say hi to Big Dave. Hugs and kisses. Queen out.
Did the Queen of England really just say hi to me? Oh my God, that's so cool, Big Milk. I love this podcast. Shout out to the Queen. I love the work. What happened to Kate Middleton, though? These Photoshops are going out there and they're crazy. You've got fingers missing. You've got clothes that are the wrong color. You've got garments that don't match. The whole thing is a conspiracy. I will not rest until I find out where Kate Middleton is. I will not rest until I get the answers because I am Big Dave. I am Big Dave, the investigator. And I need to know what's going on around here. I need to know where Kate Middleton is. Don't put out any more photos, William. I've got my eyes on you.
Yo, BM.
Call me a bomber. I
came across your Twitter thread about cereal.
Oops. So that was the first message. This is the one. Call me a bomber.
All right. Here's the update no one asked for.
McMullet, here you got about a minute 10 here to fast forward, McMullet. All right, there you go.
Love is blind. Now it's gonna be really quick because really not much to talk about. So
not really
weddings.
Yeah.
Last week I predicted Jimmy saying no, Clay saying no, and the other two getting married. And I was right.
Yeah, you were.
Jimmy had a fucking ruthless breakup with Chelsea. I loved it. It was just like, so Chelsea, how do you feel? Oh yeah, yeah, we've had some issues. But you ready to get married? Cool, cool. Yeah, I'm not going to the altar, so peace out, bitch.
The only thing I wish on that one is that they would have done it at the altar. Because again, I fully admit this. I'm looking for two things on these shows. One, I'm looking for love. So the last couple, I don't even remember their names now because they were just so cute. They legitimately seemed like they were in love. And then the next part is I want complete dysfunction and I want complete chaos and I want their whole families to watch it. So the best part about Love is Blind is when they go up to the altar and they're standing at each other and they go, I, whatever, take so-and-so to be my husband. And they go, yes, I do. And then the second person, they go, do you take so-and-so to be forever in your heart? And they go, well, and then they go in this big long speech and say no, and then everybody walks out and the families are shocked, even though they shouldn't be. Like, what are we talking about? You knew them for 3 weeks and now you're going to stand there and get married? Don't pretend like your family's disappointed it didn't work out. Either way, but for me as a viewer, I want chaos. So Jimmy and Chelsea breaking up that way, hilarious. I just wish it was in front of all their families so I could have laughed even further.
And then Clay was all like, oh, look, you look so beautiful. Yeah, I'm not ready to be a husband because I don't know. I'm probably going to cheat and stuff. So, yeah, I'm not. No, I'm going to say I don't. And then the other two got married. No one really cared.
They were just too cute. They were just too cute and adorable, you know?
Well, finish great. Anyway, the reunion's coming up. There's a lot of tea. I feel like it could be good, but it'd probably be bad because Nick and Jessica or Vanessa. Whatever her fucking name is.
Yeah, Vanessa.
They're terrible hosts. They don't ask questions you really want to know the answers to. And that's that. So I'm not going to give an update on the reunion unless it is actually really good, which I doubt. So this concludes this season of Love is Bagged Milk.
Thank you. Thank you. The updates on Love is Blind have now been parked until next season of Love is Blind, which I'm sure is coming in 6 minutes because Netflix has no original ideas. Back to the Snow Valley, Rainbow Valley voicemail. We have got Diamond Doug is up next. Diamond Doug.
Hi, this is Diamond Doug of aspiring lawyer for Diamond Diamond. I specialize in dog bites, but I'm nor a lawyer.
Specialized nor, in dog
bites, but
I specialize in dog bites. If you listen to Real Life the other day on, I guess I would have been on Monday. Fuck, did we have fun talking about those Diamond and Diamond ads, man. Those things are so funny. Tonight, if you happen to listen to this podcast tonight before the Oilers game, watch the Diamond and Diamond ads. They are hilarious. And if you don't listen till this until tomorrow or Friday, whenever it is on your podcast schedule, I beg of you. The next Oilers regional game, I don't think they're going to do it on Saturday because it's probably hockey night in Canada, but like the next Oilers regional game, please watch out for those. They are fucking outstanding.
My favorite cereal, 1, Vector, 2, Vector, 3, Vector. They have all the protein I need to stay swole when I'm in the courtroom. So I look so jacked in my suits. Bye.
Shout out to Diamond Duck. I love that. Whoops.
My top three cereals are Vector, Vector, and Vector, because I love fucking protein and fiber, bro.
That's funny. Next up, it just says Cereal Boy. So I imagine we're going to be talking cereal here, but we'll see what happens. Cereal Boy, don't mislead me, would you?
Hey, Big Milk.
What's up, man?
I'm just going to start off with talking about cereal.
Got to.
Mainly, let's do it. Cereal is just the best.
Yeah.
I have had cereal almost every day for probably like the past 3 years. So
I'm hot and cold with cereal. Right now, I'm real hot. Real hot. But like I said, normally I just buy plain Cheerios. So now I'm weeding into the flavors that have zero nutritional value. They're just straight candy in a bowl, and I'm having a great time with it. Cereal Boy, I trust your judgment. Every day for the last 3-4 years, he says. Let's go.
I think I am somewhat of
an expert. Cereal
expert.
Yeah.
You can call me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off with just naming the top three. Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Absolutely delightful. Nothing beats it. Nothing comes close. Number two, the Crunchy Berries Captain Crunch. Elite. Wonderful. Number three.
So I was kind of slagging Captain Crunch a little bit. I wouldn't say slagging, but maybe I needed the berries one. I just feel like the one flavor isn't good enough of a one flavor to keep me hooked, you know? Cinnamon Toast Crunch has got everything I want. But the Captain Crunch, maybe I needed the berries. Maybe I need a little accoutrement.
Odd choice. Chocolate Frosted Flakes.
Mm.
They're delicious. Also, anyone that says Lucky Charms, just go get stuck in the Talus balls, because Lucky Charms are absolutely disgusting.
So last night I'm doing this thing on Twitter where I'm talking about cereal with a bunch of people, and me misses. She goes, how many people? Let me do a good voice to accurately describe what my missus sounds like.
How many people? How many people are talking about Lucky Charms on Twitter?
The answer was none.
Marshmallows.
I had too much fun. That sound came back. Audio department, fix it. What do I got to do? Okay. Over to settings. Over to settings. Clear that. Bring that down. Okay. I think I'm good.
Suck. And the little grains that come with it. Absolutely no flavor. If you like Lucky Charms, just don't. You are lost. Anyway, yeah, that's basically all I have to say. Controversial pick at number three for your sugar crisps. I can't really agree with that. Alpha Bits were really good, but they changed the recipe. So that's a little unfortunate. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
So I want to clarify. So my list currently is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops, Sugar Crisp, Captain Crunch. Those are the four that I've had recently. So that order could get adjusted wildly as I add in more cereals, right? So there's a bunch of cereals I read off earlier in the podcast that are on my current shopping list. If you want to drop them in and we're going to carry this into next week, please do. But that list, that order, I expect it to change wildly over the coming weeks and months. This is not a one episode bit, I don't think. Not with the passion that I'm getting on social media from the cereal community. Thank you. Anonymous caller, what say you?
Hey, Bag Milk, you want to know the top three cereals
Please.
Of our time?
Let's
well,
do it.
I only need one, and that is Pro Stars by Wayne Gretzky and General Mills. Those honey-kissed, star-shaped cereal bits were the bomb in the 90s, and there has not been a better cereal since. If you want to be a pro star, you got to eat pro stars.
Let's go, baby.
I was just thinking, so somebody else had pro stars, and I was just like, do they still make them? Because I would love to eat those again. But didn't they just taste like honeycomb a little bit? That's what I remember in my head, but I could also be completely making that up, because how are we ever going to know? How will we know? How will we know? Jay Carlidge is up next. You have this to say, sir, when I press this button.
Hey, BM. What's Jay up? Walking here. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your feedback. Let's have a little chat.
Special shout out to my new Arizona Nation vacation text group. What's up, guys?
That's fucking awesome. I love it. I love when random nation citizens kind of meet together for the first time and have a blast and they just connect like this. I love it.
top three cereals all time for me. Honey Nut Cheerios,
classic.
Frosted shredded wheat, and oatmeal. It goes in cookies, ice cream, smoothies, savory, sweet, the whole package. It's like the Ryan Nugent Hopkins of breakfast cereals. See you later.
Not one person said oatmeal. That is the first person that said oatmeal, and I respect the pick. I'm a big oatmeal guy myself. Me Mrs. made some oatmeal cookies the other day. They were delightful. Is that a breakfast cereal in cookie form? Maybe. Good picks. Off the board. I like that. I saw a lot of similar names when I was reading the tweets earlier. Oatmeal didn't come up. I love to see it. Ari, what do you got to say?
Oh, dude. Top three cereals of all time. So
please.
If I was still a kid, well, I'm still young, but like if I was...
See, I don't want that. I just give me the take. Give me the juice. Give me the news. I'm Huey Lewis. You're the news. Hit me, Ari.
Still in elementary school, like this is probably what I would pick. Lucky Charms 3A and Corn Pops 3B. The flavor of Corn Pops was just great, but it just didn't last long. Lucky Charms, marshmallows, game changer. Brand wasn't that great. 2A, 2B, Nesquik and Honeycomb. It's freaking...
Ari, I said top three, not top six. You can't be giving me a 2A and a 2B and a 3A and a 3B. You're obstructing the rules. Who are you, the fucking Vegas Golden Knights?
Solid choices. Like, Nesquik was really good. My number one all time, if I was still a kid.
Nesquik was good, by the way. I would eat that right now.
Kid? Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm. The
can't
goat.
Beat it.
The goat.
Just amazing. Right now, I'd go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch number three. Number two, I'd probably still go with Nesquik, although I don't buy it anymore. And my number one all time right now, Vector, the one with protein, a lot of protein in it, and the one for athletes. I don't know if you know what that is.
I don't know that. I haven't been in a gym in 100 years. Last time I was set foot in a gym was probably about 16 years ago. I was 22 years old, getting traded to go and traveling. Or no, I would have been about 22. I was getting traded to go traveling. I wanted all the babes to see my beach body, and that's what they did. They admired it, mostly from afar. I've never talked to a human woman myself. It's very, very scary. Last voicemail in the Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Voicemail goes to Jack. Jack Goff.
You see what he did there? I don't think his real name's Jack at all, BM. I just, Satan's just putting that out there.
Top three cereals of all time.
Hit me.
Well, at number three is Honey Nut Cheerios. You can't go wrong with Honey Nut Cheerios. You just can't. It's better than the regular Cheerios. The regular Cheerios are just bland. Honey Nut gives you a little bit of extra to it, gives it a little more of a taste.
A little sweetness, I think you're after. A little amuse-bouche before you get to the healthy nutrients of the Cheerio.
Nice little taste of honey, which honey is very good. So that is number three on my...
Fun fact, I don't know if I said this on this podcast, my old man is actually a beekeeper. That's his hobby. It's not his job. Well, I guess he's retired now, so I guess it kind of is his job. Anyway, honey is the tits, and fresh unpasteurized honey, like the shit that you buy at the store, is garbage. Go find a beekeeper who does natural unpasteurized honey and just filters it, and I promise you it'll change your life. Back to you.
List. Number two on my list, I would have to go with Reese's Puffs.
Legit.
Reese's Puffs are just elite. I'm a huge Reese's guy, so... Reese's Puffs is just really good, in my opinion. And at number one, this may surprise you. I don't know why it's my favorite. I have ate it since I was a kid, but it's Shreddies. Like, I don't know what it is, but Shreddies, it's just so good. So good.
Very good.
You can hate me all you want for saying Shreddies is the number one cereal, but it is.
No hate there. Shreddies, my problem with Shreddies is they just get soggy early. So maybe I need to kind of adapt Kali and Balmer's pour from the side tactic with my Shreddies next time I have them. Love Shreddies. Big fan of them. They're kind of like life adjacent. My sister, as I mentioned earlier, favorite cereal has always been Life. So there's been a mix of both. I got no problem with that. I said my favorite cereal is plain Cheerios. You just called them garbage or whatever you call them. So I'm with you. I'm with you.
Again, his name was Jack Off. Chances are he's lying to you, bad milk. Don't let that kind of thing happen.
I don't even get the pun. What is that supposed to mean? It sounds like something dirty.
There we go, the voicemail. Brought to you by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening May 31st, family fun all summer. Or if you want to do a little camping, I recommend you do. It's a great time. Get yourself a tent. I bought myself a fresh tent last year. Rainbow-valley.com. Book yourself a spot. Only campground here in the city. I want to thank all of you for leaving voicemails. There's a lot of them to get to today. We've got a long podcast today. Almost an hour and a half. 90 minutes of shenanigans and bag milk. All in one take. Could it be? Wow. If I keep this up, I might get good at this one day, you know? Thank you. I want to thank all the sponsors. I want to thank the audio department. Trilogy Oilfield Rentals. I want to thank Bet99. I want to thank Snow Valley. I want to thank them all. I want to thank Star Mechanical as well. Lastly, I just want to make sure that you're going to the nationgear.ca website. Nationgear.ca, first of all, better late than never. The first flavor of hoodies are up there. Just go into Oilers Nation under shows, and you'll see the BLTN hoodies. Number two, if you want a hoodie, if you're one of the three winners today, slide on into my DMs or email me or however you need to get in touch with me. That's cool. And then lastly, the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction. We are raising some money for my boy Brownlee. We lost him back in January. I still miss him. We're raising a little bit of money to help his family out, send his kids to school, that kind of thing. Nationgear.ca. It's a day at Sports 1440. You can go hang out with Jason Greger. Watch him do his thing. Sit in the studio. Get a tour. It's going to be great. You also get some tickets to the game. Nationgear.ca. If you can, put a bid in. If you can't, help us spread the word, would you? Do me a favor. I'd love to hear from you. Just keep dropping the voicemails in. Keep leaving some cereal takes. Maybe we need to get us some other kind of food takes. This podcast started talking about cheese, and the price of cheese is outrageous, and now we're talking about cereal. I love it, and that's where we're going to wrap up the podcast. Talk to you next Wednesday, unless something fun happens. Maybe a little impromptu podcast at some point. We'll see. That's all for today. Why won't you kiss me? Why won't you kiss me on my mouth? Tie-tie, don't be so cold. Put your head in mine. Let's have a nice time with the meeting of our mouth holes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.